Don't get caught back up in that stuff again. Don't let the enemy do. Do I expect you to be perfect? No, but I expect you to have a sincere heart. So let him sprinkle you, wash you with the water of his word, so that that evil conscience, that sin consciousness, that weight and burden that you're walking around with all the time, you cast that off, so you run through the race with cheerful constancy. Happy, excited, because you're free and you're not weighed down with all this stuff. But again, that's great. But why is all of this so very important? If you look over, which we did before, you look over to 1 John 3rd chapter, the 21st verse, which those of you who get the Monday morning high, I apologize, I realized when I was looking at it a couple of days ago that I wrote that as 1 John 1, 21, and it's not, it's 3, okay? When you look at it, 1 John 3, 21, if our heart doesn't condemn us, we have confidence in engaging with God, and whatever we iteo, not just ask, not just desire, it's what we require, the requisition that we have before him, we receive of him. Why is this so important? Because if our heart doesn't condemn us, we have confidence engaging with God, and whatever we require of him, we receive from him. Imagine what your life would be like. Imagine what the life of the people around you would be like as you intercede for people. Imagine what's going on when you have such confidence in who Jesus is and what the work that he has done in your life, that you go to God in complete and total confidence, so much so that you know that whatever you require from him, of him, you receive from him. Whatever you go to God and say, Father, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing else really matters. Jesus took care of it 2,000 years ago. So I'm not standing here with my own nothing. I'm standing here in his everything. Just like you listen to him, I know you'll listen to me, because that's the work that he accomplished for all time, and that includes right now, right here, today. And here is what I believe you're showing me to say. I'm requiring this. We talk about praying for people's healing or their deliverance from the spirit that's tormenting them or confusing them or causing them problems, or for things in their business, or for things in the relationships, the people in their lives, for things in their finances. Father, I'm asking you to do this, and you know that whatever it is that you have acquired, what you have placed that petition, that requisition before him, you know that you receive, lay hold to. Lambano, you lay hold to, because he loves you the same way he loves Jesus, because Jesus gave himself for you, because that's what the Father sent him here to do, to proclaim liberty, freedom from all of the works of the enemy. That's what it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Why? Who went about doing good, being a benefactor, and delivering all of those being tyrannized, those being oppressed of the enemy, For God is with him. Well, God is with you too. Proclaiming the liberty. That's important. If you want to reach that place where you have that total confidence, where those, quote, prayers, those declarations and entreaties before God are being answered, this is the way you're going to get there. You have to reach that point to where I'm having flashbacks. Without naming a name, okay, there was a person many years ago who was diagnosed with cancer that they figured was going to be terminal. And as this person went about the different churches and people, Bible studies, to be prayed for because they believed in healing, at least some of them did. And with tears in their eyes, as I was talking to them, they were saying the things, repeating, rehearsing to me the things that were being told them. And they were things like, you've got to forgive. It's the unforgiveness in your life. It's those things that go all the way back to your childhood that you've never really been able to let go. And you have to denounce these things or those things in your life and that anger that you've had in your life. And that if you'll just repent, if you'll just walk away from that, I know then God. And even then, this is many years ago, even then, it would make the hair on the back of my neck stand up. But that was the advice that they were getting. You're standing before God, you're needing deliverance from a spirit that's trying to eat up your body and kill you. And the advice you're getting from the faith of the people around you is it's just your fault, and if you'll just confess the right thing, then maybe you'll live and not die. That's hard. And not only that, it's not true. Instead of having the confidence in the full and complete work, I mean, we would never say this because we really don't mean this because we don't think like this, but what you're actually doing, I said to you last week, you're actually looking at Jesus going, I know what you did, but it didn't really work for me. I know that you gave yourself and your blood, and I know the power of your resurrection, but I'm going to need more than that. We would never say that, but our actions and our thoughts and what we do, that's kind of what's happening. And I know we don't mean it, but we need to nose up against it, deal with it in our own minds and our hearts, and let the Spirit of God cleanse you from that evil conscience by accepting the work that Jesus of Nazareth did. Just simply take his word for it. I'll give you one more thought, we'll stop.